Amen. Doesn't it feel good to be in the house of the Lord today? I want to say this, and I'll move on. Certainly, this is not the gist of my message today, but I thought about this morning as I was preparing to come, that, you know what, I want my life to be a life of endeavoring to get myself and position myself into the presence of God. I want everything about my life to be me getting myself prepared for what God wants to do and affect and work in my life. I am nothing without Him. I'm nothing without Him. And the more that I can have Him in my life, the better off I'm going to be. And the more that I exclude Him from my life, and when I say my life, I'm talking about everyday things. The more that I put Him on the back burner and put other things as priority, the more that I'm going to struggle. The more that I'm going to struggle. But I want God to be first. And in doing so, we prepare ourselves and we come to publicly worship together. And that's biblical. That's biblical. That we come together publicly to worship. And I want us to, each and every one of us, to understand something, that, you know what, there's no big I's and little U's. And we don't look across the way and say and think that maybe somebody's got it figured out and has better opportunity of going to heaven than what we might. How many knows that, you know what, God is no respecter of persons? And I'm thankful for that today. And so in, with all of that in mind, then we understand that, you know what, going to a church and being part of a church, being part of a body of family, that has nothing to do with any kind of mentality of it being a club. And there's no social status that we achieve from coming to church or going to church and worshiping together. There is no social hierarchy that we can accomplish because we show up so a certain amount of time. I say this because you know what, when I was a kid, and I'm dating myself now, but you'd go to the store and they had S&H green stamps. Anybody remember that? Yeah, some of the old folk do. And what that meant was you got those stamps and you could accumulate those stamps and then you could cash them in. And you got so many, you had them in books and you could go and you could trade them in. They had value. The more that you accumulated, the more of a value that they become. Today it's a little bit different, but in many of the coffee shops that we might frequent, they might give you a little card, and they'll punch out a little hole in that card, and after so many times of visiting the coffee shop, you might get a free drink, coffee drink. Just got to be clear, certain sound, and. And so, you know what, we start getting this way of thinking because it's all around us. In one way, shape, or form, it's around us that the more time we put in, that the more benefits we get. And I understand that, but let's also understand that, you know what, coming to church doesn't get a card punched out. There's not going to be a time where we can cash it in and say, well, I've been living for God X amount of years, and so I've arrived at this certain point that I'm entitled. Amen. But you know what? There is no punch card in living for God. You live for God because you love God. And there's never going to be a time in my life that says, you know what, I've had the Holy Ghost now X amount of years, and now I could check off this out of my life and I don't have to pray as much or worship as much, or I don't have to do this or that because I've been here. I'm entitled now to some freebies. Amen. But you know what? In living for God, it's all or nothing. It's just always all or nothing. And the good thing about that is, somebody can come in new and fresh and, you know what, have the same rights and the same benefits and the same opportunity as somebody that's been living for God all their life. Well, hallelujah. And it keeps those of us that may have been around the church a year or two, it keeps us in our mind, it keeps us on our toes that, you know what, because we're not entitled, we got to pray just like the new convert, worship like the new delivered. Come on. Amen. I'm glad about that. And that's just, you know what, the spiritual aspect of the law of life. Amen. That's just the law of life. You just got to keep on keeping on. You've taken a lot of breaths, but you got to keep on taking the next one and the next one and the next one. Amen. 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 And so with all of that in mind, then this morning, Genesis chapter 1, we start discovering something about God that is found many times in our Bible, and I think it's recorded probably over 10 times. Just in reference to the creation. And what I'm referring to is the law of life that says that he made everything and to produce after its own kind. Now, I want us to get this. I want us to get this morning. It's simple. But again, I'm just laying the foundation for a point that I really want to drive home eventually. But you plant apple seeds, you get apple trees. And you plant mangoes, you get mangoes. And humans produce humans. And that's just the way it's always been. And that's the way God designed it. And after he designed it that way, he said that it was good that it was designed that way. Amen. You know what, God, this is just a little side note here, but God was given glory to himself before you and I was even created. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that you get to glorify him? Aren't you glad that you get to lift him up? Amen. And so nowhere in the history of life or this planet has a law ever been challenged or changed. Because the law of God states that everything will produce after its own kind. This is the order of a system that God created and instituted and established. It's the law of life that everything produces. Everything is the law of life that everything produces after its own kind. Amen. Let me remind you that our text said that it would yield seed, and that the seed was in itself. The seed was in itself. The ability to reproduce was in itself. Amen. Those apple seeds get in the way sometimes, and those watermelon seeds. But the next time that you come across the seed, what you're going to understand is that is power. That's the power of that watermelon. That's the power of that apple. Come on now. You know what? I get to thinking that Acts 1 and 8, we quote it often, but we get to thinking, we get to feeling sometimes like he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And if we're not careful, we start thinking about, you know, these superheroes. All of a sudden we get some kind of magic wand or something that's just going to make us have all the power in the world. Let me run a parallel this morning with what we're talking about in Acts 1 and 8. And understand that the power is the seed that's in us. The power is the seed that's in us. Amen. Spiritually speaking, the power is the Holy Ghost that's in us. Hallelujah. We're not powerful just because we showed up this morning. We're not powerful just because we go to church. Amen. But the power is in the seed that's in us. Amen. I'm heirs and I'm joint heirs together with Christ. Amen. 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 And everything replicates itself after its own kind. Recently, well, in the last several years, scientists has come across this thing of DNA and how that there is DNA transfer. Well, it didn't take rocket science to look at children and say, you know what? They look just like their dad. And they look just like their mom. But this is DNA transfer. As it pertains to spiritual things, I'm grateful to God today for some spiritual DNA transfer. We sang about it this morning. I am what I am because of the grace of God. The I am says that I am. The I am says that I am able. Come on, aren't you glad for it today? How does all of this, the law of life, what you're talking about, Pastor, this morning, how does that affect me? I'm telling you, you know what? Because of the seed that's in us. Because of the seed that's in us, because of the DNA that's in us, there ought to be some things that we just understand that we don't have to contend with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know life is life and life is the real deal. But we need to understand that, you know what? I'm a child of God. I'm an heir to the throne. Amen. We have this treasure. Amen. I'm going to quote this again later. But we have this treasure, the Bible said, in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. Weak vessels, weak, insignificant vessels of humanity. There's a treasure on the inside of us. There's a treasure on the inside of us. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me remind us today that we are created in the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what? We ought not to be hesitant to lift up a voice and say, you know what, devil? You're going to have to leave me alone. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. I got to praying here a while back, and I just got to saying that over and over. I don't know how much that it was bringing glory to God, but it was encouraging me. Amen. It encouraged me to be able to say, you know what? The gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall. And you know how that I'm able to say that? Because I've got God's DNA on the inside. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm created in His likeness and in His image. Amen. The watermelon produces watermelons. Amen. God produces sons and daughters. Amen. That contains the same power that He holds. Aren't you glad for the Holy Ghost in your life? We're created to function in His divine environment. Everybody say environment. How many knows that environment is important? Amen. The environment is important. Now, I'm not talking about green environment and polar bears dying and ice melting. Amen. Although if that is true, then that's important. Amen. But I'm not talking about that environment today. I'm talking about an atmosphere, a spiritual atmosphere, come on, where faith builds faith. Where joy produces joy. Amen. Where contentment produces contentment. Where peace produces more peace. Aren't you glad for these things in your life? Hallelujah. Amen. I feel a little bit bold in the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, you know what? You get around somebody that's discontented, the next thing you know, you're going to be feeling discontented. If I was sitting next to somebody that was sour this morning, I'd get up and move. Hey now. I don't mean to cause friction on a Sunday morning right here in the middle of church, but hey, get around happy people if you want to be happy, because happiness produces happiness. Amen. And peace produces peace, and it's all on the inside of us. But if we're not careful, we want somebody else to provide these things in our life. Oh, praise the Lord. But if I've got his DNA, and he is wonderful, and he is counselor, and he is the mighty God, and he is the everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace, then you know what? I've got that on the inside of me. Amen. I said, then I've got that on the inside of me. God done delivered me. Why should I be bound? Oh, come on. Let's all clap our hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are the highest form of God's creation in this world. When God created us, he didn't stop with creation, but he put in mankind a creative nature. Now, some are more creative than others. But you know what I realize is that you could look at the pyramids of Egypt. And there was no cranes. I don't even know if they had wheels at that point. But they figured out a way to get the job done. You could put humanity in the coldest places of this planet and we'll survive. Not only will we survive, but we will thrive. And then you can take humanity and put us in the hottest parts of this globe, and not only will we survive, but we'll thrive there as well. Hallelujah. You know why? Because God put something in us that is creative. That is creative. We're going to find a way. Come on, somebody. What am I trying to say today? You know what? Just momentarily, let me remind that. You know what? Don't give up. You've got something on the inside of you, amen, that's powerful enough to see you out of what you're going through. It's on the inside. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to destroy the best part of this message if I'm not careful. But you know what? We need to understand that every day we live next to, amen, and right beside of the power, amen, to deliver us from what ails us, but we fail to see it because we're so familiar with it. I can't tell you how many times that I've got visitors or guests riding in our vehicles with us, and we're driving around Wyoming, Colorado, and they're just awed by what they're seeing. I see it every day, and so I'm not even paying attention to it anymore. I'm oblivious to the fact that I live right next to the mountains. And somebody else, a new fresh eye, comes along and says, wow, this is beautiful. This is just absolutely stunning. But I don't see it anymore because I'm around it. Oh, hallelujah. The point of that is, you know what? I come to the house of God. And I come to the presence of God. And I've got the power of God living in me. I've got his seed in me. I said I got his seed in me. But if I'm not careful, I'm contending with this and I'm contending with that. When all the while I've got in me what I need to deliver me. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it's the law of life. I've got the power in me. It's the law of life that said he created it and he put it in us. The power to overcome. The power to have liberty in my mind. The power not to be distraught. The power not to be depressed. I'm not saying we won't ever feel depression. That's not what I'm saying. But the power to overcome it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Come on, is that in your Bible? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Amen. There's some things that I just don't have to contend with because I've got the power in me to overcome it. Hallelujah. We're not just a mass of flesh, but we are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. We are a powerful creation of God. Amen. We have the faculty to think, to believe, and to produce. We have the ability to think. Come on now, I'm still in the Bible. As a man thinketh, as a man thinketh, as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. Can I just ask us all this morning here at Cheyenne Apostolic and all of our friends and family and guests, I include you, can I just challenge us this morning to think about something positive that somebody has said to you? Can you remember a time where somebody appreciated you, loved you, gave you a card that said, I appreciate you, I love you? Can you just take time to remember, amen, you know what, somebody patting you on the back and say, you know what, thank you. Come on now. Those times might not come as often as we like them to, but you know what, we've all been thanked, and we've all been loved, and we've all been appreciated. But if we're not careful, we'll forget those times, because the dark times always seem like they hold more water and carry more weights than those moments where somebody pats us on the back and say, I'm sure glad that you're in my life. Matter of fact, oh my. Matter of fact, why don't you just look over at somebody close to you and just tell them, I appreciate you. There, now you've been told. Now you've been told. You know, I know a lot of that's a southern thing. But the other day, one of the bosses told me, and he told it just that, had that southern feel to it. He said, I appreciate you. Appreciate you. It starts with a P, not an A. I appreciate you. Amen. You know what? Tell somebody that every once in a while. But if you've ever been told, hold on to it. Come on now. I told my wife once I loved her. She ought to know it. If I change my mind, I'll let her know. Until then, she ought to know I love her. Well, probably not quite. Come on now. Can we have fun on a Sunday morning in the house of God? Hey, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. Amen. I said it's a good life living for the Lord. Amen. You have the power to think. Come on now. I'm not trying to be mind over matter, but sometimes you just need to get control of your thoughts. Come on, we just need to get control of our thoughts. We just need to get control of our thoughts. I'm going to make it. Come on now. I'm going to make it. I might not run as fast as the hare, but I might just be that slow little turtle, but I'm going to keep on putting one foot in front of the other, and my eyes is on the prize, and I'm going to make it. Come on, anybody got it in your thoughts that you're going to make it? Hallelujah. Amen. Some of y'all, you know what? Sometimes we need to allow ourselves to be loved. Sometimes we can be hard to love. We don't want to be loved. People try to love us and we push them away. People try to love us and appreciate us, but somewhere in our minds we've been hurt. And so rather than be hurt again, we build up barriers. And rather than allow somebody to love us, we push them out because in the name of, I don't want to be hurt again. Come on, that's humanity. Come on, I said that's humanity. Amen. But you know what? You got to love like you've never been hurt. Hallelujah. And you got to dwell on the sunny days. It's rained a few days in our life, but you got to keep on believing the sun's coming out one of these days. The sun's going to shine again. The sun is going to shine. I believe in the sun because I've seen the sun shine. And it might be raining right now, but you got to hold on. The sun's coming out. Sun's coming out soon enough. Some of y'all need to talk to yourself. And you just need to tell yourself, you know what? You're gonna love life today. And you. Because the devil sure tell you nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. Come on. Amen. But you know what? You just need to get a mindset that says, you know what? I ain't eating no worm. I ain't eating worms. I'm somebody. I'm a child of God. I got the power in me. I got the seed in me. Amen. I'm serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. I've got the patriarch seed in me. Come on now. I've already been to the water, and I've already been baptized. And then you know what you got to do? You got to believe it. Said you got to believe it. Amen. I'm not saying believe it to the point where we get arrogant. But you know what? You got to believe that God wants to help us. And you got to believe that there's power in your life. And you got to believe that, you know what? You're an overcomer. I said, you got to believe you're an overcomer. Too often we are believing in people more than what people are believing in themselves. And when I believe in you more than what you believe in yourself, I can't really help you. But you got to believe that I'm an overcomer. You got to believe that you're going to see a brighter day. Come on. You got to believe that you're going to smile again. Amen. You got to believe that you're going to dance again. You got to believe that you're going to rejoice again. You got to believe that life is worth living. Somebody said, but I can't see it right now. Well, keep on walking. Amen. And when you get there, you'll be able to see a little bit further. Amen. Oh, my. But you got to believe that, you know what? Your promise is coming down a dusty road. Amen. You got to keep on believing that at the top of this next ridge, amen, I'm going to see my blessing. Come on now. But don't give up in the valley. Don't give up in the storm. Amen. But you got to believe that the power is in you. You got to believe in the Holy Ghost. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in why you're doing it. You got to believe in the God you're serving. You got to believe in the people you're going to church with. You got to believe in your family. You got to believe in your friends. Come on now. Amen. Look at somebody around you. Tell them, I believe you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. God bless you. And then you know what? When we get our thoughts under control, and we get a belief system, then you know what? We start becoming producers. So then we start becoming producers. Amen. Because you just believe. You know what? But until you start believing, you'll look at the problem all day long, trying to figure it out. But you know what? After a while, you just put your mind to it. And once your mind is on it, you wrap your hands around it. Come on, and you start becoming producers. Hallelujah. Amen. And watermelons, you look out across there, and amen, you got a watermelon patch. And then you got a bean field. I said, then you got a bean field. Amen. And then you got corn fields. Amen. All because you believe that if I planted this one seed, come on now. Amen. All of a sudden you're not just going through emotion. Oh, God, help us this morning. You're not just going through emotion, but you know what? You honestly feel like that God's eyes are on you. I said you get the feeling like that God has enabled you and God has empowered you and God has gifted you. Come on now. And now church ain't boring and living for God ain't monotonous. Amen. But it's where we draw our strength. Amen. Now it's like a well that springs up in me. Amen. There's a fresh anointing. There's a fresh fire. Come on now. There's a victory in my step. There's a song on my lips. There's a praise in my heart. Hallelujah. So we do all this in the spiritual as well as the physical. How many is glad for your spiritual DNA? And as many as received him, to them gave he power to be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Devil, you got to take your hands off. Amen. Devil, you got to take your hands off. Amen. How many knows that faith will produce faith? You just got to have a little bit of faith. Faith produces faith. Amen. Don't try to have all the faith in the world right now. Just get enough to plant. I said, just get enough to plant. Just get enough to plant. Faith produces faith. Hope produces hope. Love produces love. Success produces success. Come on now, that's right. If you ever accomplish one thing, oh my, you'll think that, hey, I'm on a roll now. There's this thing called momentum. You get one answered prayer. Amen. I said you get one answered prayer. But you can't get an answered prayer unless you pray. You got to pray. Let God answer that prayer. Let God supply that need. Next thing you know, you'd be saying, you know what, God, that God answers my prayers. Devil, you better watch out. I'm going to get to praying here in a minute. Come on, anybody ready for that kind of attitude? Devil, you better watch out. I'm going to get to praying here in a minute. Amen. Truth will prevail. Truth will triumph. Amen. Devil, you're barking up the wrong tree. Hallelujah. Amen. But likewise, I'm not going to dwell on this forever this morning, but let's get this. Let's understand this, that fear produces fear. Come on. Hate produces hate. Unbelief produces more unbelief. There's some people I don't want messing. Just don't want to be around them. I don't want that. That's contagious. That's contagious. You having a bad day, just try to have a prayer meeting. I'll see you tonight. Or at least let me lend a hand. Help you up. Let's go get some pancakes. Need to sweeten you up a little bit. Come on now. Somebody needs a smile this morning. Amen. Let's go get donuts this morning. Put some sugar in your coffee. Life don't have to be that bitter. Some of y'all need a smile. Give your face a rest. Amen. Life is good. Come on. I said life is good. Life is good. It's worth living. Amen. I've got power on the inside of me because Jesus put it there. I've got Holy Ghost victory on the inside because I've got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bitterness produces bitterness. Revenge will produce revenge. Because God says his law that everything will produce and multiply after its own kind. Oh, hallelujah. God ain't never done me nothing but good. I said, God ain't never done me nothing but good. He ain't never done me nothing but good. He has never failed me, you hear me? I said, God's never failed me. Amen. I've been young and now I'm old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen a seed begging bread. I think I'm just going to keep on living for God. I think I'm going to keep my eyes on the prize. Amen. If you want to go with me, then let's go together. I said, if you want to go with me, then let's go together. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you choose to decide that you can do it better by yourself, you know what? I'm not changing my mind. Amen. I've been running for Jesus for a long time. And I'm not tired yet. I said, I'm not tired yet. Thank you, Jesus. God's law, the law of life, says everything produces after its own kind. You carry it from one level to another, and it's passed from one generation to the next. You know what the church needs to start talking about? You hear a lot about generational curses. I put it this way, you know what? You're gonna have to fight your daddy's devils. You're gonna have to fight your daddy's demons. Ah, hallelujah. Amen. But just because your daddy fought them don't mean you have to contend with them. Amen. I learned this early on in my life because my grandfather was an alcoholic. He was a drunk. He was a good for nothing for a long time in his life. But I looked at my father, and my father determined, you know what? I don't have to live like that. Amen. I can break this generational curse. You know what? The church needs to start talking about is some generational blessings. Generational blessings. Come on. I'm walking all over the second part of this message. But you know what Jacob told his father-in-law? He said, you're blessed because I'm blessed. The reason why you're producing more cattle is because I've got God on my side and I'm living in your home. Hey, I hope that don't sound arrogant to you this morning, but you know what? That's what we need to start believing. We need to start believing in some generational blessings. You know what? God's going to bless you because I'm living for him. Oh, hallelujah. Devil, you got to take your hands off. This is a life that is blessed. I said, this is a life that's blessed. I plan on getting a hold of something to pass down. I said, I plan on getting a hold of something to pass down from generation to generation. Hallelujah. If I was a young parent in this house today, man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I would pray, and I'd let my babies hear me pray. Hallelujah. I'd rejoice and I'd let my babies hear me rejoice. Can I pastor for about 10 seconds? The last thing that I would do is let my babies see me sitting in church pews and not engaging myself and not involving myself and not being a part. Come on, that's the last thing that I would do if I was raising babies today. Hallelujah. But I'd let them hear me lift up my voice to worship. I'd be the loudest worshiper. I'd be the loudest praiser. I'd support preaching like none other. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Everything produces after its own kind. Your fruit will reflect who you are. My fruit will reflect who I am. Every tree is recognized by its own fruit. A good man produces good things stored up in a good heart. Amen. And an evil man will exemplify evil things out of an evil heart. Hallelujah. We don't have time, but you can look this up in the New Testament. Luke chapter number 6, verse 45. But when you plant a seed and it breaks forth, you know what? That seed's going to produce exactly, amen, the power that's in it. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Inside the fruit is the seed to produce more harvest after its own kind. Inside of the fruit is the seed. That's the way God created it, Genesis chapter 1. He created it with the seed in itself. He created it with the power in itself. Amen. You don't have to look to an outside source. I come to tell some Holy Ghost-filled child of God this morning that you have what it takes to win. That you have what it takes to win. Now, after everything that I've already said, let me tell you this. Because of what you have in you, you don't ever need somebody to pat you on the back. That's welcomed. That's always welcomed. But if it never comes, I'm telling somebody that you have inside of you the power to overcome, the power to keep on keeping on, the power to win. And if nobody ever says, I appreciate you, you know what? You still have the ability to make it happen. Well, praise the Lord. And that's not to take away anything from a pat on the back. And that's not to take away anything from all the appreciate yous. Amen. I'm just telling you, you don't need that to win. You have what it takes to win. I said, you have what it takes to overcome. I said, you have what it takes to overcome. Amen. We're spirit. We are soul. We are flesh. Amen. The spirit is the area of believing. And the soul is the area of thinking. And the flesh is the area of feeling. And if we're not careful, we get to walk in more in the flesh or more in the feeling than we do in the thinking and believing part of it. Amen. Oh, God, that's dangerous right there. Amen. Because you're not always going to feel like doing the right thing. You're not always going to feel like going to church. Let me ask you this question. I'm not going to answer it this morning. I'm just going to ask it. I'm going to give you something to think about. But what are you going to do? What are we going to do when the church isn't fixing our problems? What are you going to do when you're doing everything that you've been told is right and you're doing it right? But it still seems like everything's going wrong. The question is, what are you going to do then? I'm not going to give the answer this morning, but let me just give you a hint. That's why that just going to church isn't all that there is to it. Because going to church doesn't just fix all my problems. And just checklist of rules and checklist of do's and don'ts and make sure I got it all figured out and in order. That doesn't solve what ails me sometimes. Hallelujah. But let me just remind you that you have in you the power to reproduce. Amen. What do you got growing on the inside? The question is, what do you got growing on the inside? Because joy is going to produce joy. But bitterness will produce bitterness. Contentment will produce contentment. But discontentment will produce discontentment. Come on now. Hallelujah. It's not what others say to you. But it's about what you say to yourself. People are going to talk about you. Not everybody's going to agree with what you're doing. But can I tell you how they told it to me and it not come across as being arrogant? But you know what? When people get a talking about you, you must be successful. You must be doing something right. You must be doing something right. Hell don't just get wound up for the sake of getting wound up. Hell gets wound up to take the successful out. Hell don't like giant killers. I said hell don't like giant killers. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to make up in your mind that you know what? You're taking that giant out before you ever run the race. Before you ever run down that valley. Before you ever gather up the 5 stones, you better have made up your mind, amen, that giant has a spear and a sword. But it's not about the spear and it's not about the sword. But I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 It's not what others say to you, but it's what you say to yourself. It don't matter. I know I've heard it this way, and I guess I'm going to kind of agree with it, but we've lied to our children. You know what we said? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names never hurt us. Somebody may have even preached this around here or said it around here, but I heard it, and it stuck with me a little bit. That's a lie. Because I'm discovering the older I get that we're fragile people. I'll get hurt and you get hurt. And we'll all walk around hurt. Come on now. And let me just put it this way. Just because strong people always have smiles on their faces don't mean they've never been hurt. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. I learned that as becoming an adult. I learned that. I realized that just because, you know what, mom and dad looked like they always had it together. Now that I'm looking back on it, I realize they really did. They looked like they were fearless. But I realized that now that they were scared to death. They always looked like they had money in the bank. But I realize now they were broke as anything. Come on now. Amen. But the strong learn how to survive. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you know what? We're going to walk around being a bunch of hurt people if we're not careful. But what we need to focus on this morning is the law of life, not the law of hurt. The law of life says I've got in me. And if you don't like me, I'm not going to go take myself out. I'm sorry if you don't like me, but you're going to have to put up with me. Come on now. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm sorry. But you're going to have to deal with me. Come on now. Come on, tell them again. Tell them you will deal with me. Yeah, let's give God a good hand clap. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad to be living for Jesus this morning? I said, aren't you glad to be living for Jesus this morning? Somebody, you need to tell yourself, I'm in control of my thoughts. I'm in control of my thoughts. Amen. I'm in control of what I believe in. I control my feelings. Amen. God controls my purpose. God controls my destiny. Amen. God controls the steps that I take. They're ordered of the Lord. But I believe in Him. And I trust in Him. Amen. You know what? You talk bad. Somebody asked President Lincoln what he thought about one of his enemies. And he said, you know what? He's a good man. And he said, well, that's not what he's saying about you. President Lincoln said, you didn't ask me what he was saying about me. You asked me what I thought about him. We got quiet right there. We like revenge. We like an eye for an eye, and we like a tooth for a tooth. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you, there's a law of life that says, you know what? We're better than that. I'm telling you, there's a law of life that says we're bigger than that. I'm telling you that you got power in you. Amen. That you don't have to be vengeful. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You can transform your life. You can transform your life. If I change my thinking, then I can change my life. Everybody hear me today. If I can change my thinking, then I can change my life. If I can change my thinking, then I can change my life. Amen. If I think that I'm poor and I'm broke and I'm never going to be nothing, you know what? All I'll be is poor and broke and never have nothing. But if I convince myself that, you know what? I can be anything that I want to be. And you know what? I can make as big of a paycheck as I can make. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not preaching prosperity, but you know what? You can. Hallelujah. Someone wake up this morning saying, I'm depressed. You know what? Before the end of the day, you'll be really depressed. But you wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I've got no reason to quit. Got no reason to quit. You know what? There's a lot of folk who turn their back on you. The main thing is you don't turn your back on yourself. And whatever you do, don't turn your back on God. I said, and whatever you do, don't turn your back on God. Hallelujah. You know what? I said it starting, I'll say it finishing. But God is the only man that will wipe tears from the eyes of the very ones that just crucified him. You know what? Don't turn your back on God. You're never going to find a friend like him. You're never going to find support like him. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Wake up in the morning saying, you know what? I'm a producer. Why are you still dwelling in a cursed seed? Seed of failure, fear of sickness, fear of death, fear of disaster, fear of moving forward, fear of low self-esteem. People are paranoid today. The Lord said, I come that you might have life. He said, the enemy comes but for to steal, to kill, destroy. But I come, Jesus says, that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Somebody said that's talking about heaven. You know what? Maybe it is talking about heaven, but that's not just talking about heaven, because there's no devil in heaven that's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy me. So it's not just talking about heaven. It's talking about right here, right now, in this life. Come on. Everybody shout, in this life. I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. You know what? Break out of the strongholds that cripples us and paralyzes us and imprisons us. Blinds us and mesmerizes us to get us to thinking that we're nobodies. This ain't going to help you grow. The unregenerated, cynical thought pattern that makes us prisoners. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. If you want God to help you, you need to change your thought process. Your belief process. There's seed inside of us. He created us with everything we need on the inside of us. Power, as we stand together to produce, is on the inside of us. The power to cause the blood, the blossoms to bud in the springtime is inside of us. The power to cause the buds to fall and the fruit to form, that's in us. That's in you. It's in you today. Come on, it's in you today. Come on, it's in you today. You know what? I've come to tell somebody today. I come to tell you today, if there's more than just religion. Religion might help you. It might make you feel good. But I come to tell somebody, you ought to step out from the confines of just a little religious experience. And if you ever get a hold of something that's real and powerful and alive, you know what? There's not a devil big enough in hell to take you out. To take you out. Somebody, get a fire back in your eyes. Come on, somebody. Get a fire back in your eyes. Let hell know that, you know what? You're going to keep on keeping on. Let the world know you've got a reason to keep on living. And you're not just going to survive, but you're going to thrive. And it's all because that God's going to fill us with His Spirit. Because God creates us with a seed inside of us. I'm asking us to lift our hands toward heaven.